Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome again. God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be, and we thank God for you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always come and to bring you to grassroots level information from down from the everyone else that, you know, do walk and talk in common areas, amen, to listen, to give us a biblical experience, amen. And we're asking you that, amen, we can continue to go, that we can grow thereby, amen. Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpening iron, that we be able to grow, amen. Sharpen your friend countenance, to increase him, amen, to continue to walk in Christ. Father, we thank you today for this program. We thank you, O God, for giving us inspiration and direction wherever you might be and whoever they might be calling. Lord, touch, deliver, heal, and set free. In your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. The subject, amen, how to strengthen your faith. How to strengthen your faith. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And those of you that are listening for the first time, we thank God for you. Amen. Here's our website. You can call, you can dial in www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. When you do, you can scroll in down at the bottom of the page and you can see Doctrine of Truth Facebook. Amen. And you can also, if you want to contribute to the broadcast, amen, also as well, you can do so. We are always happy to have you and you, amen, and we thank God for your prayers. Continue to pray one for another, amen, because we need one another. You can't walk this walk alone. Jesus himself, amen, picked twos. He sent us all out in twos, amen. He wants you, amen, as well, amen, to associate, fellowship, and assemble with others. Amen. That way you won't be isolated. Amen. Only on what the hearsay is about. Just a reminder, amen, to let you know that you're more spiritual now than you ever was. Amen. Once you become born again. Amen. You've been born of the Spirit. Amen. Not of the flesh anymore. You're being born again with the Spirit. And that was the question Nicodemus was talking about, the natural man. God was talking about the spiritual man, the man, amen, inside of you. God is a spirit. And those that worship him in the spirit and in truth. How to strengthen your faith. How to strengthen your faith. Amen. We're going to work. Amen. As always, always reminding you. Amen, to research the Bible. Once you come into Christ and you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you begin a whole new spiritual life, this become a spiritual walk. Amen. Christians are more spiritual than natural. We live in a natural body. Amen. But once we accepted Christ, amen, we become more tuned to spiritual things, things we can't see and hear. Amen. So we go to our Bible, amen, and dealing with the Word of God that has been translated by man. God spoke to man, amen, and man was inspired to write, amen. And we were always stressing, amen, search your Bible, see what kind of Bible you have, amen. And one of the common Bibles all over the world, the King James Bible, is well known. You have the American Standard Bible. You have the Good News Bible. You have the New International Bible, and you have the Amplified Bibles. Amen. Those Bibles seem to carry a reputation, stressing that they are and been proven by many that are living by God's words. Amen. That they are considered 100% worthy that you can live by. Because Christians, we are, as Christians, we live by the word of God. Amen. Jesus said in the 4th chapter of Matthew that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Amen. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we live it on instructions. Instructions by God's word. Amen. To follow in a spiritual, amen, natural steps here on earth until we head our way home to be in our new mansion. Amen. We want to start out here. We're talking about building your faith. So we want to start out here, amen, to searching out a little bit. Faith come by hearing, hearing. We want to make sure we give you the right information. Some of these are known to many, but this is the word of God, Paul. Amen. In the Epistle of Romans, amen, is known as the one of the masters of writing about all Christian needs. Paul said in Romans, the 3rd chapter, he said, "It is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Amen. All of us was born in sin. Amen. We were shaped in iniquity. Amen. Paul was stating that Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Amen. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5:8, "But God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." In other words, Christ died for many of us, for we were even born. Christ had died for us. Romans 5:12 says, "Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death passed unto all men, for all that all have sinned it." Amen. All of us have sinned. We've been born in sin. Amen. Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God," amen, "is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We're all striving, amen, for eternal life. Amen. You're not wasting your time, amen, following a dream that don't happen. Amen. We're following eternal life. Amen. Not only in the hereafter, but here and the hereafter. Romans 10:9, very familiar. Amen. Paul stated, "For if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Amen. In the 17th verse of the same chapter, 10th chapter, amen, Paul stated, so then faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And that's where we're going to rest tonight. We're talking about, amen, faith, building your faith. And the author started out stating that, amen, hearing, hearing, amen. And it's good to know the information that we're gathering constant, amen. It builds your assurance in God. Amen. It's faith. Hebrews 11:1 say, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the word of God was framed by the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear, which do appear. By faith, Abram offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Amen. The devil believes that is a God, and he trembles. He shakes. Amen. So we must believe that there's a God. Amen. And that's deals with faith substance. The Bible says faith is a substance. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Amen. To build your faith, amen, you have to believe that there God is, amen, throughout your whole body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Intelligence, yes, but you have to believe it all in you. Amen. All down in you. That's what Paul says, that, amen, you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. You got to believe. When you believe something totally, amen, all over you, there's no doubt, no hidden questions. Amen. The devil believe, and he just shakes all over. He shakes all over because he know there's a God. Amen. So the information we gather all the time through reading the Word of God and constantly, amen, fellowship and praying, it shouldn't move out all doubt. All doubt. Those that just come into Christ and they're just babes into Christ, amen, they need to be around fellowship, amen. They need to be around the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, amen. The Word of God itself, on the Hebrews 4, is sharp. The Word of God is sharp. It cuts between the marrow and the bone, amen. So the Word of God itself, amen, hearing God's Word, amen, hearing it spoken out to you, amen, it builds confidence in you. It builds, amen, the evidence in you. Amen. Because God's word is not like anybody else's word. It will not come pass. It'll come to pass. It will not go back void. Amen. Whatever you have learned, amen, about God, it stays with you. Amen. Because we are, the word of God is the one, it's the seed of God, amen, that deals with our spirit. And the more the Word of God begin to give into our spirit man, remember, we're more spirit, amen. When you accept the Christ, you yielding yourself, amen, to the spiritual life, a new spiritual life, because the old man doesn't have a spiritual life, amen. The old man is a shell. It does not deal with spiritual life. As a matter of fact, is afraid of spiritual life. Halloween and all these other things, the world, amen, project, amen, because it's saying that that's all, but it's not all, amen. The devil project those to try to dull your spiritual life and your spiritual senses towards God. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen, become to come after him. James said, if you draw nigh to God, how you draw nigh to God? You draw nigh to God by worshiping him, by going to services, reading the Word of God, praying, amen, singing songs, and amen, being around people, amen, that worship and live much as they can, they know of, amen, of Christianity. Amen. So what you want to do once you accept Christ, excuse me, as your Lord and Savior, you don't stop working and having a, you have a family and a home, amen, and taking care of your bills, your house, amen, and your neighborhood, and you don't stop living, naturally, amen. You just take on another lifestyle. You take on another lifestyle, amen, of worshiping. Take on another lifestyle, amen, of, amen, worshiping a spirit world through the Creator himself, Jesus Christ. Amen. God created the world, and his Son came down, and like Romans said, amen, while you were yet in your sin, while you yet, amen, in sin, Jesus died. Amen. You can go further and say, while you was yet not born, Jesus died. Amen. Many people now, children have coming up, and if they hear about Christ, they hear about salvation, that there's an alternative, there's another alternative of living, amen, that you can base your life here now on another passport for living forever, amen, and you can accept Christ, and you can start preparing now, if they accept that, amen, their Lord and Savior, God will continue to dwell with them and show them how to live in this world with an assurance that they will live forever. And that's what faith is about. Faith is about an assurance, amen, that you get within you. Only the believing in the word of God. Only drawing nigh to God. The more you draw nigh to him, amen, the more, amen, you understand him. It's just like when you begin, let's say, for example, you, amen, you did all you can. You was dating, amen. Some of you still looking to marry, amen. You did all you can. You do some research on your partner, amen, that male and female, whatever God did in the beginning of time, amen. You accepted her, amen, and you took by what you see, what you heard, and you took a vow. You took a vow, amen. Through that vow and through your activities together, amen, you will base all your life on your partner, on your wife, on your husband, amen. And you're living by, you don't know what's going to happen next year, 2 years from now, through sickness and health and whatever, but you're living in an assurance that y'all been together for a while, then you're getting to know each other more and more throughout the years, but you're going to depend on, amen, that you're living together. Amen. It's going to be a faith walk, assurance walk. But marriage is like, you know, it's unseen. It's unseen in marriage, which is going to happen 5 years from now. But you know one thing, you know your partner. Amen. You know, amen, your wife or your husband, they want the best for you. They want the best for you. God loved, John 3:16 been thrown out there, but really God loved you. God loved the world. God loves the world. Amen. And through what the world is going through, God created this world. And look how they're creating God's world. Look how they're treating each other. God created everybody. Amen. All type of nationalities, color, tongue, and color of skin, and location. God loved the world. He loved variety. But look how they're treating each other. Look how they're treating the world that God created. Amen. But that's love. Love is sitting and waiting and looking for the best in you to come out towards what he had done. Amen. Jesus Christ is the best God has given through his church. Amen. That's the best. Amen. He's not going to do anything else. He's done everything. He's done it all. Amen. He's standing by. If you're willing to accept, amen, what the message is, amen, about Christ, and you start living to improve that, to get closer to him. Amen. Jude said, build up your, keep yourself in the love of God, Jude 21, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ and eternal life. Amen. In the 24th verse, And he said that let me go back to the 20th verse of Jude. But ye beloved, build up yourself on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying builds you up. Praying builds you up. Praying builds you up. Praying, conversation. Let's break it down. Conversation with God. Conversations with God assures you that you done told, you have vented all of your stress, all your, the song was saying, you know, cast all your cares. Peter said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. When you vent out to God, tell God about it. Tell him openly. Amen. It's a place that you can pray aloud, as in the church, or you can talk aloud. Amen. That your ears can hear what your mouth says. Your heart can be aching. Amen. Your feeling can be exalted. You want to tell somebody about it. I believe that's how cell phones got to be so common. So man need to talk. God gave him, amen, vocal cords. Amen. That in the Garden of Eden, Adam, amen. Adam and God always talk in the afternoon. They, amen. Adam expressed, Lord, you told me to go down to them elephants and you know, I'm gonna name them elephants. I named this, that, and the other. I'm having problems here and there. Amen. I'm not having problems, but my management here, situations. And the Lord saw that Adam needed a little help. Amen. He needs someone else to help him. And he had to do something, make sure Adam don't mistake, amen, what he going to give him to be an animal, a bird, a tree. He want to make sure that when he give him a helpmate, the body of the helpmate could be so resembles him, amen, he can't almost miss it. So he laid Adam down and took a rib from Adam and made a woman. So when he saw Eve, he was looking at himself. He was looking at himself. Amen. Eve and Adam and Eve, and she had, amen, the math and the science. Well, he didn't have the math and the science. Amen. So it was a help to Adam. Amen. So God, amen, Adam and Eve can talk to each other. Adam would talk to, amen, God, and it was fellowship. And Adam would tell God about things, and God would tell him, amen, and amen. And they sit down, Adam and Eve would sit down in the afternoons after Adam had his fellowship, amen, and talk to each other. So prayer is the same thing. Prayer is communication. But when you say it out of your mouth, amen, and you talk loud and you increase your conversation, maybe you have a song, it builds up the spirit man. It builds up the spirit man. And it's assuring you, Paul said he talked to himself. Talking out, amen, verbally, amen, it builds you. It gives you confidence, amen. It lets you know, amen, whatever you're talking about or you're encouraging about, amen, and you know you're speaking to someone, and that's a multitude of strength. Amen. Amen. Proverbs says, amen, one time that Proverbs said is that in the multitude of counselors, Proverbs 24:6, multitude of counselors, there's safety. And Jesus said in Matthew 18, he said, where two or three, amen, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, amen. You can imagine what kind of strength you can have when two or three people understand about you. Amen. Then you find, amen, that when you speak out, amen, people know about you. They're for you and they're with you. Amen. It builds your confidence. It builds your confidence. So the more you pray to God and talk to God, the stronger you get. Amen. That's what the Jews say. Build up your most holy faith. Amen. Talking to God, amen. And you know how you get a good song, a good hymn, a good reading, amen. And you get to understand, and amen, that revelation, that fellowship come along, God going to touch you some kind of way. If it's gonna be an inspiration, it's gonna be a song, or you just gonna be lifted, amen, inspired some type of way, amen. He always let you know he lives. He lives. You don't give out nothing, amen, unless you get a reaction. Amen. You touch God, God will touch you back. Amen. So how you build up your faith? Prayer. Prayer. Praying. And amen. If you're able to find a place, amen, you can talk out to God, that you can hear yourself. Amen. It's good to speak out of your mouth. Paul said, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, amen. We know it. We know today you have to be very careful, amen, about spiritual worshiping. Amen. There's some people want to label you, amen, but if they can roll up the windows, they can roll on the windows in their cars and blast their record and be singing out the car. Amen. You can do likewise. You can do likewise. Amen. You want to stand on the streets, amen, and sing your song in your backyard and your pool. Amen. You can do likewise. Amen. It's helping you, and it builds you up. Amen. Where you thought, amen. Jesus said, go in your secret closet. Go in your closet. When you thought you really had a 911 emergency, amen, you go in there and sit down and you talk to Jesus and find out that he wasn't no 411, neither 211. Amen. You find out, oh, yes, it was nothing. I don't know why I was being stressed out. Amen. Over that, I don't know why. Amen. You go in there and you talk to God. The more you talk to God, the more relief you're going to get. Amen. Then the more relief you get, amen, the more whatever that spirit was trying to hinder you, which we know, Paul said in Ephesians, the enemy throw dots, amen, something you thought about 20 years ago, amen, and show up and say, what I'm worried about that for, amen, the enemy try to bring up things, get your spirit stirred up, give you a telephone call, get your word up, amen. When you start talking to God about it, amen, the more, Daniel prayed three times a day. Daniel got in trouble. He was praying, and you know, he'd go to his window and he'd pray out and sing, and amen. It builds him up. It will build you up. Amen. Just try it. Amen. Taste and see, the psalmist say. Taste and see. Try it. Amen. You'll find out, amen, you was really empty. Amen. You forgot to memorize scriptures. You forgot about this. Amen. God will settle your spirit down. He'll settle you down. Amen. Have you slow down, calm down. Amen. Amen. You got to be careful of the environment you're in. Amen. The association you're about. Amen. If you want to be strong, hang around strong people spiritually. And not about lifting weights and all of that. Amen. Those that are able to endure, hang with. Amen. Hang around. Amen. Be with that association. Amen. If you find out your association, people that always worried, always broke, always crying about this and this, that, and the other, amen, you'll find, amen, that they're not praying. They're not reading. Amen. And you know how to come out of it. Amen. We all live in this world. Amen. If you don't have problems that dealing with the natural, amen, world itself, amen, you're going to have fires and walls and rumors of walls. Amen. Amen. You got to deal with that. The next thing you have to do, the second thing you deal with, probably your old lifestyle, old things that you have done that you might be reaping and don't know how to handle it. And God has to show you how to handle those things and ask for forgiveness and forgive other people. Amen. And the third thing is always, you know, the enemy. Enemy himself. Amen. We can't close our eyes. Amen. Saying that there's no devil. No, the world is not hateful. The world is hateful. The world don't like religion. Amen. Religious, real people in Christ. Amen. But you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the strength. More praying, more strength. Amen. That's what builds faith. Jude has said, build up your most holy faith. Amen. You know who you're praying to. You know God is not dead. Jesus is not dead. He's still alive. Amen. He's still here. Amen. That's your assurance. Amen. It's a song that says that God, God is not dead. He knows the trees and the birds, the sun. Amen. Amen. He's not dead. And that's assurance. Amen. When you come and talk to God about those things, it builds you and helps you to stand up straight. I mean, Paul said, done all you can to stand. Go ahead and stand anyhow. Stand anyhow. All right, we're talking about how to strengthen your faith. That many, I know there's many more of you. That's why we come together on Doctrine of Truth to talk about things at the grassroots level. Amen. What God has shown you through his son, Jesus Christ. What keeps you strong spiritually. Amen. Help you to shake off things. You know, all of us are not Peters. We're not John the Baptist. We're not Elizabeth. Amen. And we're not Mary. Amen. We're still living here. We're still living here. So things help us. Trials and tribulations help us to get strong. Amen. We're not a Job. Amen. But God is still here. We are. Jesus Christ still live in us. He still help us. Amen. All right, we're going to go to our phone lines now. Those of you that's calling for the first time, amen. We just go to the phone line. We open up the studio. Then you clap in, type in your one on the phone. And we always give out your area code and last four digits. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. We have a caller now at area code 561. The last four digits is 1413. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. I would just like to build up my faith and others' faith by just saying a few words of this song. Jesus is the author and finisher of my soul. I'm going to serve him till I die or grow old. I don't care what anybody has to say. I'm going to stay on my knees and always pray. I think back oftentimes when I was lost. Jesus died on the tree and he paid the cost. And when I was blind, he made me see. Then he went to the grave and set the captives free. I'm saved, y'all, and that's a fact, y'all. I have no mind to turn back, y'all. I really thank the Lord for what he's done for me. He opened up my eyes and he made me see. Peace. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. God bless you. Good to have you. Thank God for that encouraging word. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Studio is open. Studio is open. We'll try to get as many as we can. We thank God for the studio. We have a, amen, it's full tonight. Amen. And whenever you have a dream, a vision, a song you want to share in your own way as you come, amen, you can press one on your phone wherever you might be. Or you can call a friend and tell a friend. And call in at 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're talking about how to build your faith. Amen. All of us have a measure of faith. Amen. Paul said in Romans, amen, how you have to come, amen, to Christ. When you hear about Christ, amen, you ask God to forgive you of your sins, confess that with your mouth, amen, and believe it in your heart, amen. Then you go out to some fellowship, amen, local fellowship to believe in Christianity, amen, and abide by the rules and regulation and be baptized in water, amen. That's a part of the initiation, amen. According to Romans 6, amen, you be buried in a natural liquid grave, and that does assure your conscience, amen, that you're on your way. The next steps that you go through is living day by day. God doesn't tell you to quit your job, quit your wife, leave education, leave the community. No, he wants you to live, amen, for him among all your daily living right now. But he be asking you, amen, to live by his commandments, 10 commandments, amen. And you start learning that, amen, through your local fellowship, and your local, amen, friends and families, you know, that is of Christ. Amen. That's the adjustment you have to make in your lifestyle. And you find out, amen, you'll be so glad you did. You have a peace of mind. Opportunities begin to come. Amen. Righteous opportunities. Amen. Betters all way around. All way around. Okay. All right, here we go. All right, we have another caller. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We were happy to have you and you. We thank God for all of you. And these are one of the ways as well. Amen. You find a broadcast or a radio broadcast and you television broadcast and you put build your memory and your lifestyle around that. Amen. And you'll see God is there. God wants the whole world. He loved the whole world. It's his. He loved the whole world as God. Amen. And if he wanted to destroy the world, why would he send Jesus? Amen. Why would he send Jesus Christ if he wanted to destroy the world? No. You know it wasn't your fault. We was born into something. Amen. It wasn't our fault. Amen. But God knows how to carry and he knows how to, amen, to get the victory. He still loves you regardless. Amen. He wants to restore you, remake you, to be an example, to attract others to you. Amen. Then you tell them about Christ. All you have to do is live it. You don't have to get out there and preach it. Amen. People will see that you have changed. They'll see. Amen. You come to fellowshipping, but you don't have to get out there 100% out there in the street preaching and talking. Amen. They might think you're crazy. Amen. But you just start living a righteous life and helping people and be concerned about other people. Amen. That love of God that passes all understanding begin to show out. And automatically they'll come to you and start asking you questions. Why are you so peaceful now and things are not, things are falling apart, in other words. You know, fires, we had those that in fires, you're concerned. Those in tornadoes and walls, we're concerned. Amen. So you talk to God about it. That's what build your faith. You know, helping others help yourself. When you help others, you're helping yourself. Amen. Amen. When you help others, be concerned about others, showing the love of God in you. Amen. Jesus said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, I was naked, and I was thirsty. Amen. You didn't come to me. He told about the sheep on the right and the goats. Amen. The book of Matthews. And the witnesses began to say, well, Jesus, when did we see you? They expect to see him in a pulpit. Amen. Out there speaking and talking. He said, no. Jesus said, no. If you saw it from the least one. Amen. Everybody, amen, out there has to start from some place. Amen. When they were sick, Jesus, that's why Jesus came healing. He came healing. Amen. Amen. Showing to undo the work of the devil. Amen. All matter of healing, amen, undoes the devil's work. You've been wounded and diseased. Amen. And Christ eliminated that, restored that. Amen. So that's why Jesus came. He came to undo the work of the devil. Amen. 1 John the 3rd chapter. Amen. For this purpose, the Son of Man came to undo all the evil and trouble in this world. Amen. All right, press 1 on your phone. Amen. This is the studio time. We don't want to hold up the studio time because we thank God for the callers, all of you. Amen. How to build your faith. Amen. How to strengthen what you have. Amen. God, take what you have. Amen. And mold it and make it for him. To glorify him. Amen. And you can tell people, amen, how you maneuvering around. Amen. Pitfalls and disappointments. Amen. You can tell them God's showing you how to maneuver. He's showing you how to handle things. Amen. He begin to show you. Amen. Amen. On this earth, life is more than just what you see. Amen. And you learn. Amen. Believing the gospel according to John It doesn't say anything about faith. That whole book. When you read that whole book of John, underline the word believe. Because believe is what you not only see, but what you accept in your heart and your mind. Amen. If you can read the book out loud, amen, or just a little bit each day, and the words, you can hear the words going in through your ears, and it penetrate down your understanding. Amen. It's good that not only that, but get you a talking Bible. Amen. Put your talking Bible on here. Sometimes you can pick up things here. Jesus told him one time, hear. Amen. If you hear and understand, amen. Hear yourself talk out, hearing. Amen. Hearing bring on belief. Amen. You hear the gospel. Amen. And help yourself. Amen. Believing what you hear. And the more you hear, the more it builds up. All right. We're going to go to area code 305. Last four digits, 4271.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
It's a joy to hear you again on the air. Enjoying what's being said. Because it always piques my interest when you start talking about faith. I was listening, and the thought came to my mind is that it's a misappropriated topic today, because I thought about Abraham and his situation. Him being called the father of faith by God, and that's the point that I take. God looked into Abraham, and God said that I see Abraham won't stagger. He believed what I say. He won't turn from it. And so you see the picture there portrayed when he put his son on the altar and was going to kill him, and then God stopped him. That assures that Abraham believed that God would raise him. God would see him through regardless of how difficult it was. So when you look at this, it's a by faith whereby men at that time traveled, even Abraham. It was by faith, because it was the faith was God, a voice of God, or his instructions, or his directions, or what have you, that he was going to have a people. And this is the furtherance of his people. That's what that's what developed the Jews of Israel. And you see what I'm saying? It was God's wanting a people, so God developed them, and that's what that was about. So now, when Jesus came, God said, "I'm going to do a new thing." You see, so Jesus came to speak and direct and reshape, and he was the promise. He was the answer to man's trouble. So in short, Bishop, the voice of God, the commandments of God, Jesus being the Word, John said, we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So now the new thing is that in us, upon our acceptance of him, he lives in us. So God knows what's going on in me, Bishop. You see what I'm saying? He's in me. I can talk to him. He's close to me. Matter of fact, the word says he's nigh thee even in your mouth. You see what I'm saying? So we can add on, as you were saying, glory to his name. Or we can add on when his speaking begins to be clearer to us. We can add on a virtue to because he is our faith. He is whom God sent to reshape us and get us prepared, you understand, for that great day. So you, it's a great topic, and it's worthy of great attention now. It's worthy because the Lord is reshaping us. He can't fix us until he gets in us. Amen. And it's kind of funny sometimes. We are the fishers. He anoints us, and we are the fishers, and we are also the bait. And he gives you the strength. Amen. Your patience is even increased. Amen. You're not ashamed of your sins anymore. You open them up. Lord, I know you're with me. I know you see what I'm doing. Forgive me and wash me. In other words, reshape me from what I'm doing, because we only have a certain amount of time. And I agree with you 100%. He's close to you. He's your friend. But this is how you got to sin. You ain't you in the world, but you ain't of it no more. He's ruling. Bishop, you have to talk strong. You have to talk loud, because he's ruling you by a rod of iron. Amen.
Yes,
he cutting you with a we cutting you with a two edged sword. So how can you be silent? You see what I'm saying? When you come up in church, this is your moment. Have yourself a Holy Ghost fit, because this is the cutting. This is where you getting bushed, you getting reshaped and molded. Amen. When the preacher get up and start preaching, don't say he talking about me. No, he done got cut, so he doing what the master did to him. You see what I'm saying? So God is. God is our refuge. He said, and what keeps me going, he said, I'm the one that's going to receive you. So I like it like that. Bishop, I'm glad tonight to hear your voice, and God bless you.
God bless you. Yes, sir. When you begin to speak it out loud, going like you said, going to church and worship, the devil put up the sign, saying, I'm closed now. Well, they're in there now. Amen. They're having that joy, and all the feeling that he tried to throw on us before we get in there. Are you feeling bad? You're doing this. Amen. He could have to close down his shop. Amen.
Uh-huh.
When you get to speaking loud, you know how you were speaking there, it reminded me when people say, okay, let us pray. It builds up the confidence. Prayer.
Yeah.
And,
it does.
And Jesus said, where two or three come together, like you say, he's already there, but when two or three of us come together, amen, he get to talking and get to praying, and amen, it just builds up all three or four. Whoever the situation with, if any kind of situation come up, the hospital or any kind of emergency, you'll find people say, oh, let's pray. Oh, let's talk about it. Because God, it builds the confidence.
You know,
it builds
you know Bishop, you can't even dream that Jesus is not your Savior. You dream some foolish stuff, but you can't dream that Jesus didn't die for you. You can't dream that he's not your Savior. You can't dream it. Because he watches over you. People try to make you seem so small and so insignificant. But I'll tell you something. You are somebody, because God says, I won't leave you. Amen. If Almighty God can stay with you, where's your bad attitude? You get what I'm saying? And listen, people can't stand you because Jesus said it. He said they're going to hate you without a cause. He said, but it's not you. He says me. Now, what me he talking about? He talking about the one that's living inside of you, that's causing you not to go to riot. You ain't running to the parties. You ain't doing this. You ain't shacking and all this kind of stuff. You trying to please God. You trying to get yourself fixed, because you already know that someday you're going to catch wings and fly away from here. So it's no big struggle. So this is where we are. Thank you, Bishop.
All right. All right. All right. God bless you. God bless you as always. Amen. We, like we're saying, you got the boat in the water. We're out there in the middle of the ocean. We're moving right along. Amen. Somebody else want to say something? We have a studio full. We thank God for all of you. Amen. But we always have time to hear another word of encouragement, dream, or vision. Amen. Just press one on your phone. Amen. Those are coming in for the first time. And amen. We will not give you a name. We just give you area code and the last four digits. We cannot give you any grade, those of you, amen, looking to enhance your education, amen, in biblical areas, amen. We can all say that, amen, we're here to encourage one another, amen. Proverbs says, iron sharpening iron, amen, that a man would sharpen the countenance of his friend, amen. We need one another. We need one another. If you don't get no more out of it, amen, you can just, you drive it wrong or get it by yourself, amen. Start talking out to God. The more prayer, amen, it's a saying that, you know, it's a little, you know, if you ever hear the little jingles they have, commercials, amen, that comes on and you know that's a product you love, you start hearing it so many times, amen, next thing you know, you can hear part of it, say, oh, I know who that is, oh, that's my favorite soft drink, oh, that's my sandwich, oh, I know that's it's time for this. Amen. If you just adapt a little prayer, amen, and it's whatever it is, you know, prayer brings strength. A little comment, something you can adapt on your own. Amen. You'd be surprised. Be surprised. An old conscience will click in. Amen. The mind will click in. Amen. It might be a band you have on your arm. It might be a sign you put on your bathroom when you get up. Did you pray? Did you read a scripture? Amen. Did you sing a song? Amen. Those are faith builders. Amen. Faith builders and strengthen. Strengthen. And start strengthening what you already have. You already have, amen, Christ. You already have the Word of God. But every now and then, amen, maybe revivals. Your own little revival. Amen. 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 And it helps you, amen, to pray. Jesus prayed all night long. Like, all right. Area code 561. Our last four digits is 3518.
Good evening, Bishop. Good evening,
Bishop. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes. This is an awesome topic. And the one thing that I wanted to add is what you said. Believe. Believe. Even Jesus said, believe in the one that sent me. We have to believe in God. We have to believe in Jesus. We have to believe that the Holy Spirit is one with them. We have to believe that the Holy Spirit is in us as we go to and fro from God, through God, and back to Him is why we're living. When we believe in the love, God is love. Show love. That's what you said. Show love. Give love. Be love. People will follow you as you follow Christ. When he asked them to drop everything and follow me, they did it. We're not doing it because we don't believe. Once you wrap your mind around everything you are is from God and you have to give it back, your life will change. You have to let Jesus transform you. The word will be a transformation, a restoration, a reconciliation, all of those words. But you have to believe it. And the only way to strengthen your faith is to get more God. You need God to have faith because you have to believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. It all comes back to prayer. It all comes back to studying and abiding in the word, all of that. I love this show. I just love what happens on this show on Thursdays because we do come together, and iron does sharpen iron, and we're always going up higher, glory to glory. come up hither. Thank you, Bishop, for all you do and your encouragement.
God bless you, woman. God bless you, woman of God. Glad to have you. Thank God for you. Amen. Amen. All right, words of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. We just have to get involved in it. Amen. The more when we get into it, the more strength you have, and sell out. Like I say, sell out. Amen. And when you do, you'll find out that Jesus never left you. He never will desert you. And you get better. You get better. You get richer. You get your mind back, your health back, because he be lead you then. Amen. He be start leading you. Amen. Because he want us to be an examples to the lost world. Amen. One day we was lost. Amen. But now we are found. All right. Amen. We could probably take two more callers. Then we're going to go into prayer. We're going to go into prayer. That's what we'll be talking about. The more prayer, the more faith, the more communication. Amen. You can pray to Jesus anytime. You can pray to God anytime. Amen. You don't have to pay no phone bill, no light bill. Amen. You can just roll over and pray. Amen. Pray yourself to sleep. Amen. That's pray walking, pray talking. Amen. Amen. You can just pray all the time. That's what strengthened. Jesus set the tone. He set it up. And he told the disciples to follow me. Amen. He prayed so, the model prayer. He prayed so. Amen. Told them how to pray. That prayer covers everything you can think of. Then you can go out on different little avenues of that prayer, amen, and add in things, and you just can have a regular conversation, amen, with him, amen, amen. All right, we can press one on your phone, amen. We're almost at this time. Remember, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can scroll down website. You can click on, amen, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And you can look at all the different subjects. And, amen. You can go to and listen to those programs. Amen. If you decide to donate to this broadcast or either event, you can go down and click on donation. Amen. All right, you can push one. All right, we need prayer now. Amen. We want to do some communication. The Bible says we're two or three come together. We don't want to lose that power. Two or three come together. The same mind, the same purpose. Amen. We're going to start out with area code 305-4271. Prayer.
Now, Father, in Jesus' precious name, we are here again, amen, to see what we can say, amen, and receive. We bless you for your favor. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us an opening into your grace. We thank you for the instructions and corrections. And we hear at this time that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they won't follow. We thank you, O God, for Bishop. We thank you, O God, for the subject matter. We thank you, O God, for taking us from moment to moment. And this we hope, O God, that all would be saved, all would receive. We thank you for the gospel. In Jesus' precious name, we do worship you, and we praise your name. Amen.
All right. God bless you. 561-3518. Go right ahead. Area code 561-3518. All right. All right. We have probably that caller. Amen. We're closing out. Father, we thank you. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Lord, we ask you to touch the minds and the hearts of those that are listening. Oh, God, send prosperity. Oh, God, bless them. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, as we build up our spirit, man, you know the secrets. You know the hidden problems. You know the land. You created the world. And, God, you left us here as being witnesses for you. And Lord, we ask you to strengthen our faith by understanding the revelations, amen, as you bring them through. God grant them another day and another time. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. We love you all. Until next time, amen. God bless you.